Varesco Energy, LLC, revoked its proposal to build an experimental coal gasification plant in Kanab. Sky Cheney, president of the Taxpayer Association of Kane County, says many of Kanab's residents were happy about this recent announcement. Cheney says Jim Guthrie, president of Varesco, decided to build the experimental plant in Kanab with support of Governor Gary Herbert, State Representative Mike Noel, the mayor of Kanab, and the U.S. Department of Energy. Cheney says the Taxpayer Association took a poll and discovered 9 out of 10 businesses in Kanab didn't want the plant to be built despite political support. Some were worried about the aesthetics, and others were worried about the plant's environmental impacts, says Cheney.
It was billed as a clean energy project, but it turns out that coal gasification really is a toxic and a dirty industry. It's because in order to produce clean fuel from coal, you have to remove the toxicity from it. And so there were going to be different kinds of toxics coming into the air and the water and solid waste associated with this plant that we were concerned about.
After discovering this, Cheney says the Taxpayer Association, quote, raised almost $100,000, launched a ballot initiative, 3 appeals, and 2 lawsuits to stop the construction of the project, unquote. In the end, Guthrie could not get enough investors to fund the project and withdrew his plans to build the coal gasification plant, says Cheney.
I think that the people in Kanab in general are happy that there isn't going to be this kind of energy-producing and energy-polluting industry inside of our town.
With UPR News, I'm Morgan Pratt.